Good luck.
I don't have the last case.
You don't have the last case?
I think you gave me the Manchester case instead.
Yeah, that's the wrong one.
I know, that case was pulled.
I have it. How do I have it?
Well, because Lori pulled the Manchester cases, so she must have pulled his. Right here, you can have that.
Thank you.
I'm gonna want that back, because I need to write my name.
I won't squiggle on it.
Yeah, or you can write all what I need to know. Put the vote down.
Case number 11-23-613.
Come to you.
Perseverance.
Good evening.
Not yet. Sergeant, can you just identify yourself one last time, please?
Sergeant, Public Secret Fishing Authority, Bridgeport Police Department, SIGRIST.
Thank you. Would you like to make an opening statement?
Okay.
Yes, the main reason for denial was a failure to disclose a protective order, which the appellant didn't check off on the application packet.
Would you like to make an opening statement, sir?
Sure.
No? You just have to answer verbally, so we have a record. Well, he's in the. You don't have to, I'm just asking. No, he doesn't want to make an opening statement. Sergeant, you may proceed with your case.
The appellant has protective order against him and a fine for his permit, and that this would never disclose on application, which is not allowed under this condition to have firearm. Also, there was a domestic incident with the appellant, with a domestic female partner, which resulted in him leaving the scene, and then later on, a warrant was issued, which he was arrested on. A year later.
Is that since the application?
No, before.
Okay, does he have any pending charges now?
No.
Protective order is not pending now, or?
No, it lapsed 5/16/23.
Gotcha, thank you.
What is current when he applied?
And for the domestic issue, he had an argument with another party, went to the house, tried to climb in through the window, and then he began to shake and push her around, which resulted in the warrant being issued down the road by the detectives.
When was that?
7/25/21. Then he was picked up on 1/21/22 for that warrant.
How long is the protective order in effect?
5/16/22 to 5/16/23.
Correct.
Is that it?
Yes.
Okay, do you have any questions for the sergeant? You get to state your case in a minute, but do you have any questions for him?
Questions, no.
Okay.
But.
You'll be able to talk in a minute, but we're just going in order. We ask questions and then we get to you. Does the board have any questions for the sergeant?
So was the main concern at the time the non-disclosure of
Correct.
The active protective order?
Correct.
Well, the main issue at the time was there was an active protective order.
You could not issue it.
That it was in play and also not disclosed.
And he didn't disclose also. Yes. The main issue was you couldn't legally issue the permit.
So at the time it was disqualifying, but now it's suitability.
Yeah. We don't have that application.
I don't have a monster.
Yeah, we don't have it.
You don't have a copy?
No.
You need Nicole back.
I tried.
Any other questions by the board?
So the initial was the application, the protective order, but with also suitability on the underlying conduct is?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, for the domestic, gotcha.
That he's trying to enter through the window.
Yeah.
And that was not disclosed, right? That also wasn't listed on the application?
Correct.
Okay.
Could you go into some detail with that? Was it midnight, government hard breaking in? How, what, you know, what happened?
It was July of...
21.
Okay. July 25th.
They were having an argument outside the apartment in Bridgeport. She left, and then she noticed that someone was trying to come in through the window, which was the appellant. She heard the kind of through. He wanted to know who she was talking to on the phone. I don't know, then it says here that he began to shake her and push her around. She broke away. Officer arrived on scene. She refused medical attention. Children were sleeping. That he never acted like that before. Maybe he was under an influence. And that's a quick brief of the report.
In the quick brief, is there something? I mean, we really need the details. Is there anything missing? I mean, is there anything more you want to say about that case?
Just so you said she left.
Yeah.
That's what sort of threw me. She, like, and who is she? His wife, girlfriend, mother, the child.
Her ex-husband.
So this is his ex-wife.
Yeah, she says she met with his ex-husband, the appellant, at the apartment building to talk. He left. He returned in the vehicle.
He left.
When she came back, she noticed the appellant was parked across the street.
Wait, did she leave or did he leave?
Yeah.
He, the appellant.
Oh, you said she again.
Oh, all right. All right.
So she was in the apartment the whole time. The appellant left and then came back at some point.
Yeah.
Is that correct?
Correct. And then she noticed the window was being opened from the outside, noticed the appellant climbing through it. What are you doing here? He wanted to continue talking. Her phone was ringing, was upset. Who was calling? And she put his hands on her, pushed her around and shook her a little bit. She broke away and ran out of the rest and said that she was calling the police. The appellant left the scene. Officers arrived in Canvas but couldn't book Gonzalez. She was off for medical attention, and that was the end of the incident. And then it was forwarded to the Detective Bureau, which I presume they wrote out the warrant, which he was picked up on later for this incident.
Yeah, he was arrested at, he said 1/21/22.
Correct.
So 6 months after.
And what were the charges?
Larceny 6th degree and disorderly conduct.
Larceny 6?
That's what it says here.
No assault?
No.
Did you say he was arrested again or no?
No.
I thought he was rearrested or something?
No.
No. Then if he was arrested on January 21st, 2022, the protective order didn't go into effect until May 16th, 2022. Why?
Actually, I found dates of 7/25/21 for the disorderly conduct and the larceny 6th.
That may be the occurrence date.
Yeah.
Well, that's what was confusing to me, because in the documentation it said 7/25/21.
That's the incident date.
The date of the incident. Yeah, right.
What is the larceny?
I don't know.
What was stolen?
Doesn't say on here.
It is just difficult to put all this stuff together. And then we get guided by questions. And now we're going to refer to the appellant for his best recollection to make an opinion on why you're denying him.
Other questions? Okay. Sari, tell us what you'd like us to know.
Should I just start whatever?
Yep.
Whatever you want to say.
My side of the story?
Yes. Yep.
All right. Emily Walden, she's my baby mother, right now, a fiance, 14 years together, 3 kids. Around that time, you know, everybody has issues in a relationship. So that night, it's nighttime, went to the house. She actually opened the window for me. I went through the window so her mom doesn't see me. So it was she kept on getting phone calls throughout the night. And I'm like, yo, the phone, pick up the phone, what is that? And that's why the whole issue escalated. I took the phone from her. I took off. I went across town basically to my mom's house. I was still at my mom's house. But then that's when she had called the cops for her. That I stole her phone, which I bought for her. And so obviously she was the cops saying that I roughed her around, pushed her around. I never laid her hand down. But if that gets the cops' attention, of course. We're still together at this day right now. Like I said, 14 years together. And thank God, ever since that issue, yeah, I had that issue with that, but we've been actually in good hands. Right now we have an apartment together.
Where's that? In what city? Huh? What city is that in? What city is the apartment in?
In Bushport. Oh. Basically, on the other side of Bushport, I take my oldest daughter to school, and then she takes the little ones to school. I got a 12-year-old, she just turned 12 in October. I got a little younger daughter, 11, and I got my 4-year-old girl before in January. So, you know, we work together, you know. Way after that, last year we went on a cruise as a family, so everything is going good. The only reason why I didn't know about the whole warrant for my arrest, and I was working for my other job, I was on the highway. I got pulled over for going over a bridge over 4 tons. When the cop pulled up to the window, he said, asking for my social security. I'm like, for what? Oh, you got warrant for your arrest. I didn't even know nothing about that. So when they took me from Greenwich all the way to Bushport, my fiance was the one that bailed me out. She didn't even know that either. She thought the case has, you know, everything was good. But now that I had to go to court, she went to court with me as well. She's literally by myself for 14 years. And that was a little issue. I mean, alcohol got involved in the middle of the night. Things got escalated, you know, like I said. But as of right now, I can literally call her right now. You can introduce yourself to you over the phone and FaceTime. We have no problems at all. That was the only one issue that we ever had in the 14 years being together.
What about
the... Like I said, she's my fiance, 3 kids.
What about the active protective order? How come you didn't put that on your application?
Order? She didn't put the protective order. Bristol Police did.
Yeah, but how come you didn't put that on your pistol permit application? It sounds like it was active at the time.
It didn't cross my mind, I'm sorry.
So you're saying it was a mistake, an oversight on your part? Is that what you're saying? It was a mistake or an oversight on your part?
Did you know you had it? Did you know there was a protective order?
With the protective order?
Yeah.
She told me.
So, yes.
I know about the protective order?
Yeah.
I didn't know about that until I went out to court.
So you were made aware of the protective order right after you got arrested in January of 22? Is that when you were made aware of the protective order? I'm confused.
The protective order against her?
No. You had a protective order against you.
Okay.
Yeah. When were you made aware of the protective order?
I was never aware of the protective order.
No, you would have known when you went to court. The judge would issue the protective order and explain it to you.
Every
domestic violence case that happens.
They also would have handed you a paper. Well, then you just don't remember, but... There's no protective order unless the judge tells you, stay away from the person, don't contact the person, don't abuse the person, don't threaten the person, and then they hand you the actual protective order while you're standing there, either with yourself or your public defender or your attorney. You don't leave court without that protective order.
When did he apply? We don't have the application.
So if I have a protective order, I'm not supposed to be about her at this moment either.
You don't have one any longer.
No, back then.
That depends on what the protective order is expired now, but at the time, they would have notified you.
I'm sorry?
12/5/22.
Well, that was before the 12/5/22, yeah. So that was like in the middle of the time that the protective order was active, because it went into effect in May of 2022. And then it terminated in May of 2023.
When was the arrest?
7/25/21.
So one year after arrest. You applied about a year later.
Chief, I did find that the yellow iPhone was taken.
Yeah, he testified to that.
Said it was his.
Did the sergeant get to ask him questions? I mean, just questions started flying, so. Do you have any questions for the appellate sergeant?
No.
All right, any other questions by the board? No? I'm assuming you have no other witnesses, because there's nobody in the room, correct? Okay. Would you like to make a closing statement? Do you want to make a closing statement? Okay. He said no. Sergeant, would you like to make a closing statement?
No.
No? Brief factual.
This is a denial by the Bridgeport Police Department. The initial denial was for the time the appellant applied for his pistol permit, there was an active protective order in place. That protective order has since expired. The basis of the protective order was an incident with his fiance, in which the appellant climbed into a window of the residence that the appellant's fiance was living. The complaint was that he pushed and shook her and then took her iPhone. A protective order was issued, or arrest warrant was completed. The arrest warrant was served about 6 months later when the appellant was involved with a traffic stop. And it looks like that is what has subsequently been nollied. The appellant and his fiance have been together 14 years. They have 3 children in common. And this is the only incident between the two in the 14 years.
Thank you. Comments by the board?
I'll just go ahead and say that we have to take domestic violence very seriously. And there is an allegation of pushing and shaking and stealing the phone and fleeing. And also, the issuing authority deserves a complete and accurate application. And at the time, the appellant was statutorily disqualified due to the protective order, and he failed to disclose that on the form.
Chief, other comments by the board? Seeing none, I don't know where to start. Dr. Conrad.
I agree with what the chief said. Nonetheless, I'm going to vote for the appellant.
Attorney Sinetti.
Yeah, things seem pretty stable there. I go for the appellant.
Mr. Gray.
I'd say, it's hard to try and piece it all together, and so it complicates it based on what we get. So I'm going to go appellant.
Colonel Overturf.
It was a statutory denial at the time. I'm going to go with the appellant.
Colonel Lewis.
I'll vote for the issuing authority.
Chief Rosenzweig.
Issuing authority.
Chair votes issuing authority. 4-3 in favor of appellant.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah. 4-1.